My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It was a big weekend. I don't even know where to begin. So I'm going to begin with college football, because there's something that happened this weekend that is so mind-numbingly stupid that this has become a discussion point. I've said it many times. Pitt fans are generally the most insufferable people on the planet. They just don't know how to be happy. They don't know how to celebrate. They don't know how to feel good about their team. They don't know how to just relax and enjoy a little success. And this whole thing with Kenny Pickett being booed, becoming a story, is only more ammo for people that believe that. How in the world do I open up social media 2 days later and we still have people that are either lecturing everyone, well, if you're a Pitt fan and you booed Kenny Pickett, you just don't know. That kind of thing, right? Or people arguing that nobody booed Kenny Pickett. Or people arguing that, well, Kenny Pickett wasn't even in the building, so why do we care? Here's the thing. Why are we talking about it? I mean, Pitt, listen. Pitt won a pretty good game on Saturday. They played well. I mean, they gave up a long pass play on a 4th and 7. It was sort of a broken coverage, and Kent State, you got to give them credit. They caught them in a exact right coverage and was able to throw the ball down the middle to somebody who was wide open on 4th and 7. They made that play, and then there was the play where the dude tried to field a punt. It bounced off like 7 helmets and right to the guy who ran it all the way in. That was 14 points. That was 14 points they gave away. Basically just gave away. And so that's not to say that, well, Kent State doesn't get credit for making those plays, but they only scored 24 points, and two of them were kind of weird, you know, broken big plays. And Pitt scored 55 points, by the way. One of the things that they said, you know, that Pat Narduzzi said before the season, he wants an offense that's going to score points. He wants an offense that is going to, who's going to basically be like a lot of college football offenses where they kind of go up and down the field. And then they play at a pace. That's what we should be talking about. But instead, people are arguing, and what happened was, so Pitt does these videos, you know, because it's impossible to sit at a football game for even 1 second without getting your senses beat in by some, you know, song, music, video, light show, you know, announcement on the field. Like we've got to honor this guy and honor that guy and thank this guy for giving us a check and honor this guy and honor this team from last year. And I mean, literally by the end of every football game I go to nowadays, I have sensory overload because of all the different ways that they try and entertain you. And it's like, you know, it'd be okay if there was a timeout that didn't involve some sort of presentation on the field or on the scoreboard. You know, I just don't understand it, but you know what? I'm not the target audience anymore. I am an old crotchety guy. And because I'm an old crotchety guy, you know, there's not a whole lot, basically, that I understand anymore. But they put a video up of all of the, different Pitt guys that are in the NFL. And, of course, that would include Kenny Pickett, who was in his Eagles uniform. You know, actually, I think the video, if I remember it correctly, it actually had him in his Pitt uniform. And then it said Eagles, whatever. And there was a smattering of boos. I don't know how many people actually booed, but it wasn't many. It was enough that you could hear it, but it wasn't many. I would say, I mean, I don't know. There was, 40,000 people at this game? If there was more than, 500 to 700 people that actually booed, I would be shocked. And here's the thing about it. Do these people, Nick, ever consider, maybe it was Kent State fans who are Steeler fans that booed?
Yeah, I guess not. A lot of different, yeah.
Maybe it was people booing the Eagles. Right?
I think that you have to boo Pickett to boo the Eagles, though, because he plays for the Eagles, but
my point is they were booing the fact that he doesn't play for the Steelers anymore.
Yeah.
In other words, there's a million reasons why there could have been some boos there that had nothing to do with the fact, you know, this idea that Pitt fans just don't appreciate him. I don't know that you know that. But no matter what, I mean, it's amazing to me that this became a story, and it's become over the last 2 days, this is what we're talking about on social media. And not the fact that Pitt scored 55 points in a game. And not the fact that it looks like, and you don't want to overreact to one game against, you know, Kent State, who's not going to be a good team. They're not going to be a very good MAC team. You don't want to overreact to that. You know? By the same token, you look at the way that they played, and you can kind of see some things that might work out for them. You can kind of see some things that might work out for them. And one of them is the quarterback, Eli Holstein, so far. And I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but so far it looks to me like he might actually be a pretty good player down the road. I mean, he's already somebody who looks like he kind of has an idea what he's doing, but the best is he's a redshirt freshman. He's young. And because he's young, he's probably only going to get better with experience. I mean, that was the first game experience he's had. Think about that. He's young. It's the first time he's played. And I don't know about you, but everything I saw, I really liked the way the kid plays. Think he's got a little bit of that grit. Think he's got a pretty good arm. Think he's got some, what do we call it? The stones, some guts to make plays.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
That's what I would tell you. So I think that really, when you think about what happened with Pitt this weekend, if you're a Pitt fan, you've got to at least be a little bit intrigued. I'm not saying that you're ready to, you know, go and, you know, make your reservations to Charlotte for the ACC championship game, but you've got to be a little bit intrigued. I mean, Nick, did it pique your interest a little bit watching them play a little bit? Are you a little bit excited now about maybe what they might do?
I think what we saw was that, like, they delivered on what we expected. Like, all the reports are saying the offense was replenished and everything was going to be more consistent this year as opposed to the last couple of years, you know, where they had a quarterback rotunda and everything. And so I'm buying it. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid a little bit on it because, I mean, it was a regular season game. It wasn't any type of exhibition. They were there. They had to perform. And they did what was promised from those who report on the team.
Right. My thing about it is you don't even have to drink the Kool-Aid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it seems it's Well, I guess it's not Kool-Aid then, right? It's legit. They're doing the thing.
No, no. What I mean is, I don't think you have to. I don't think you have to conclude after one game, hey, this is a great team.
No.
But what, you know, when I say, what I say is, are you at least a little bit intrigued?
Yeah.
You know, now this week they play Cincinnati, who's a little better than Kent State.
Mm-hmm.
And then the week after that, they play West Virginia, who's better than Cincinnati. So you've got the next 3 weeks. Let's see what it looks like the next couple of weeks as they begin to step up in class. Because you got to remember. You got to remember that basically, I feel like it's, you know, a quarterback taking his first snaps ever. Mm-hmm. With an offense that has, you know, just sort of got put together or thrown together. And you go with that and you say, gee, the one thing we probably can count on with Pat Narduzzi is the defense will be pretty good, or defense will be confident.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can score points like this, like if they scored like this last year, they wouldn't have been 3-9.
Mm-hmm.
There was, you know, a number of games their offense was just so incompetent that they couldn't win. But I'm intrigued now. They've got my attention. I'm not sitting here saying, you know, because there's always going to be the jag off on social media. Oh, yeah, that's great. After one game, you're ready to declare them national champs. They beat Kent. Relax. All that crap.
No, I don't think it's that. I think it's legitimate just excitement.
Appreciating
consistency where there wasn't any last season.
It's just more even so much just me being intrigued. Now I want to see a little bit more. This week they step up in class a little bit. I want to see what it looks like against a little better defense. I just want to see it. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know if it's necessarily going to work. I just want to see it. Period. That's just me. That's just me. But I don't know, you know, how, you know, it's going to look against Cincinnati. They could go back to really struggling to be able to score and move the ball and all that other stuff. Well, I get it. But I just don't know if we should be spending so much time and energy trying to figure out if Kenny Pickett was booed and why he was booed and whether or not it's good or bad. I keep saying, who cares? It's the least relevant thing that happened at the Pitt game. And people are talking about it. And they're angry about it. And they're, you know, my favorite people on social media, Nick, are the people that say, you're not a real fan if, as if there's some rules for fandom. You're not a real fan if you came and you were one of those people that, you know, you're not a real fan if you came and you booed. Well, how do you know what I am as a fan? And here's the other thing. How do you know how do you know what exactly I'm booing? That's the other part of it. How do you know exactly what it is that I'm booing? Because at the end of the day, I could be booing a whole lot of things. I really could. So anyway, I think that, again, you have to like what you saw from Pitt. I'm not sitting here, you know, don't put words into my mouth. I'm not sitting here predicting anything other than they are intriguing now to me. They're a little bit interesting to me. That's what I am, you know, basically saying. I just feel like that's what we should be talking about. The quarterback looked pretty good to me. You know, I thought the defense, you know, gave up a couple big plays. Actually, they gave up really one big play, and then the special teams gave up a big play. But it's just amazing when you think about it. I feel like it's one of those games where I was okay. I was okay with it. Okay with everything they did. And it looks to me like this offense could be a lot of fun. The other thing, you know, we didn't talk nearly enough about, Nick, is the receivers really played well. May made some big-time catches in that game. So there's that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.